Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Unchurched. My name is Rebecca, and for the next half hour, we're going to be talking about church culture, and specifically what that culture looks like and comparing it against what it says and does up against what's in the Bible, and then deciding from there whether or not to keep it. Here on Unchurched, we will always side with the Bible and go with what it says over church culture. And this is not to slam the church culture. It's basically to compare it and examine it and see whether or not something's good and whether or not something needs to change. This is not, oh, let's just throw it all away. No, that's not what we're all about here. We are talking about what the Bible says and adhering to the Bible and adhering to true biblical faith. Today, we've got a fun episode. This is going to be a two-parter episode, but we're going to be talking about the foundations of faith. Now, what is faith and where does our faith sit or stand and where do we anchor our faith or what's the foundation of our faith? What do we build our faith upon? And so that's what we're looking at today is the foundation or the building block or the main place where we put, where we hang our hat on, look at the one thing we can all return to and go, yes, this is our faith and this is where it starts. Let's build from here. Because you don't start building a house and go, oh yeah, let's get a nice roof on top. Oh yeah, I really like this window dressing, and you don't even have windows yet. So we're not looking at it from that perspective. We are looking at, well, what kind of foundation do we have to build on? And then we can talk about window dressings later. So we're going to go straight to the core, the root, the where church and the foundation of church and what the rock of the church is built on. Now, there you may hear when you go to church, it's like, oh, the foundation of my faith is Jesus Christ. Or you might hear, oh, it's built upon Peter because he's the rock. I mean, there is some conflicting information that's out there depending on the church you go to. It's like our faith is built on Peter. And it's like, well, where does that come from? And it comes from this particular scripture, and it's in Matthew. It's in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. And I'm just going to read it to you. It says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, 'Some say you are John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' And he said unto them, 'But whom say you that I am?' And Simon Peter answered that and said, 'You are the Christ,'" also, or the Messiah, "'the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.' Then charged he his disciples that they should not tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ." So this is the crux of where the foundation of the church, of a lot of churches say, this is our foundation and this is where we hang our hat. Now, there are some disparaging, or I wouldn't say disparaging, but some opposing viewpoints of what this means. Is they say that, Peter is the rock. Jesus just called him the rock. He says that he's a rock, and he names him a rock, and he says that, oh, I'm going to build my church on you, Peter, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, and you're going to get the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth, you'll be loosed in heaven, and don't tell anybody that I am Jesus Christ because I'm the Messiah because but I'm going to give you the keys and you're the rock of my church, Peter. And you hear that, is that that's what that says, is that Peter is the rock and therefore, and he's therefore handed down the keys to, in a succession of apostles, to other apostles and to other people in charge of the church. And so there's always one person in charge of the church and, or a person in charge of your local church. And that's the person that has those keys. And they're the person that can unlock and lock up heaven and can bind and bind things and free people. And that's a common teaching. But today I want to read some scriptures to you because I really feel that there is a very, that there are scriptures that point that Peter's not the rock. That there are plenty of scriptures that point to Jesus Christ being the rock, and that is a specific and very distinct distinction, because Peter, if we look at who Peter is in his life, is that he was so wishy-washy from beginning. He's like, yeah, Jesus, he's gung-ho, or he was denying him at the cross. He was gung-ho, or he was telling people that they had to follow the law and become like Jews, cultural Jews, in order to be actual Christians. I mean, he was rebuked by Paul for doing that. And so I want to look at some scripture, because I don't think that this wishy-washy, shifty guy is the solid rock that I want to build my faith on. So let's first of all go to some old scriptures. We're going to go to Psalm 118, verse 22, and we're going to read that. Now, like I said, make sure you read all of Psalm 118, but we're just going to read Psalm 118, 22. And because this psalm is talking about Jesus Christ and prophetically talking about Jesus Christ. And it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Now, in this psalm is known to be specifically talking about Jesus Christ, about the coming Messiah, about that the leaders of the day will reject him and that he'll be the cornerstone, and the cornerstone being a foundational spot to build on, which is important. The other one is Isaiah 28:16. God is speaking through Isaiah the prophet, and he's in Isaiah 28. He's talking about the new covenant that is coming, because there's an old covenant that is talked about in the Old Testament. There's a Mosaic covenant. There's an Abrahamic covenant. There's a covenant that was made with Moses. There's a covenant that was made with Abraham. There's, you know, different covenants that Christ has. There's a covenant that God made with Noah. So there are different covenants that God has made with people. And then he's also talking about, before the coming of Christ, he talks about a new covenant that's going to be coming. And in Isaiah 28, he says, starting in verse 15, we're going to be focusing on 16 here, but it says, for you said, we have made a covenant with death. We have fashioned an agreement with Sheol. When the overwhelming scourge passes through it, it will not touch us, because we have made lies our refuge and falsehood our hiding place. So this is what the Lord God says. So this is verse 16 right here. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. The one who believes will never be shaken. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Hail will sweep away your refuge of lies, and water will flood your hiding place. See, he's talking about here in Isaiah 16 and also 17, he's talking about that he's going to make a stone, a cornerstone of faith, that and a sure foundation, and anyone who believes on this will never be shaken. He's making justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. And what did Christ do for us when he died for us is that he, with his sacrifice, is that he made righteousness the new level. There's no more righteousness that we can obtain than Christ's righteousness. And we obtain his righteousness by rejecting our old ways and accepting him and his righteousness. That there's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves to be good, but the righteousness of Christ replaces ours. This is what he's talking about here in Isaiah, is that he's talking about is that the justice of Christ, the righteousness being the level. And even Christ, when he was talking to the Pharisees, he said, unless you know, when he's talking to the Jews and he's talking about the Pharisees who had this huge like line that, you know, no one could achieve, and they were pretending that they were achieving this line of righteousness. And he said, except that your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you will not enter into heaven or the kingdom of God. And what is that level? That level is Jesus Christ. He lived perfectly. He lived sinless. He was perfect in the eyes of God. And therefore, because of that, and because he was unjustly died, that is the standard. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the standard that we accept. We can't obtain that in and of ourselves, but Christ through us and through the rebirth and having Christ living inside us, then we can obtain that. But we don't do it by anything that we've done. It's all Christ. And anything we do is because of Christ. That is good. All right. So going on. So Isaiah 28. So the cornerstone being prophetically speaking about the cornerstone to come. In Romans 9:33, Paul goes and said, he quotes Isaiah, and he says, as it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall, and the one who believes in him will never be put to shame. And he's talking about who Christ is, and he's talking about how it is, he's quoting even before this, he's quoting Hosea, and he's quoting how in Hosea and in Isaiah, he's talking about how he's calling the Gentiles to become part of the Jews through Jesus Christ. And he's saying in the very place that they were said to them, you are not my people, they will be called children of the living God. He's talking about that, and he's talking about how Jesus Christ is in and of himself a stumbling block to, and even though a stumbling block to them and to their faith. And he's saying and he's quoting Isaiah saying, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in him will never be put to shame. That this stone that the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone. That the people that God chose to build this faith to begin with have rejected Jesus Christ. And we've seen that happen with the Jews. Also, let's see, we're going to go on to Acts. Also says, Acts 4:10-12, it says, let me clearly state to you and all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, the stone that you builders rejected and now has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. That reaffirming that the cornerstone, that the foundation of our faith is Jesus Christ, that the name of Jesus Christ, that is the bottom line. That's the foundation of the faith, that the cornerstone, that the rock that we build our faith upon is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians, Paul again says, in 2:20-22, he says, and he's talking to the Ephesians and he's telling them, so that the Gentiles that are believing are no longer strangers and foreigners, that they are citizens along with God's holy people and that they're members of God's family. And he says, together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone, that's the stone, the foundation, is Jesus Christ himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. This is, again, re-emphasizing that the foundation of our faith is found in Jesus Christ. Okay, one more scripture. We're going to go over to 1 Peter. The guy who Jesus said this to said, therefore, I call you Simon Bar-Jonah. You're Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. So Peter, the guy who was told this to, who would have the information and know what this rock is, I mean, if there's one guy that knows what the rock is and knows what the rock is and who's got the keys and who the foundation is and who the rock is, it would be this guy. So we go to 1 Peter, we go to chapter 2, and we go to verse 4 through 8. Now, again, you want to read the entire, all of Peter, you want to read the entire chapter of chapter 2, but I highly recommend to read all of 1 Peter. So, but starting in chapter 2, verse 4 of 1 Peter, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, he's quoting Isaiah and he's quoting Psalm 118, and he says, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. See, and I'm going on because I went on further than verse 8 because it's so good. Because he's talking about the rock. He's not saying, I'm the rock. Hey, man, this is it. He's saying, no, Jesus Christ is a stone. He's the living stone. He's the foundation. It's this rock that you build upon. It's the rock of Christ. It's that testimony, is that Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the foundation. If we're going to talk about what Jesus said to Peter, what better place to go than to the person he said it to, because he understands it, because Jesus told him he understands it, because he said, I get it. I understand this. And Jesus is like, great. This is what I'm building my church on, is this revelation of who I am. And he says, upon this rock. I'm pretty sure he pointed to himself when he said upon this rock. He didn't say, he's like, Peter, you get it. That's the rock that rock, that knowledge, that understanding of who I am, of who Christ is, of who the Messiah is, that is what will hold the church. That is the foundation, and the gates of hell will not prevail against Jesus Christ. Whatever we be bound in heaven, he holds the keys to heaven. He holds the keys to hell. I mean, it says so in Revelation. You start reading Revelation and all of a sudden you get a picture of Jesus and he's like, hey, I have the keys to hell and the grave. And it's like, what? Jesus Christ has the keys. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, but that's the foundation. I mean, the scripture is clear about what the foundation of our faith is. I mean, there are people, I can understand where people, now, look, I can understand where people get mistaken and where people can go, oh, well, Peter, and he's being called Rock, and so he was Simon before, and now he's called Peter, and so Petra, okay, cool. Yeah, I get that. I can see that. I'm like, okay, but, you know, it's okay to see that and then check it against the rest of scripture and what the rest of the Bible says. Because if you have a misunderstanding on one part, it doesn't mean that that's wrong. It means that your understanding of that is wrong. Because when we clearly go to Psalms and when we clearly go to Isaiah and then we check it against Romans and Acts and Ephesians and the rest of scripture and who the foundation is, and then we see who actually has the keys to heaven and hell and who's loosing things in on earth and in heaven, we realize that it's Jesus Christ. It's not Peter. Is Jesus Christ. That's the foundation. That's a firm foundation. Man, I will place my faith in Jesus Christ any day, any way, any place, in any situation, rather than any man that is standing in front of a pulpit, that is standing behind a pulpit, any day. Any day, because I know that the foundation that I put on is Jesus Christ will not fail. I don't know about the man behind the pulpit. He might fail. He might. I mean, he's a man. I know I fail. I mean, I've seen a lot of people behind a pulpit fail. I can't put my faith in them. I put my faith in Jesus Christ. That's where I put my faith. That's my foundation. Where's your foundation? And that's the foundation. Yeah. So I'm fired up. I'm not going to apologize. I used to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm fired up. I mean, this is my foundation. This should be your foundation. It should be. And if it isn't, start reading. Read these scriptures. Read to know. Ask God in prayer. Ask him to reveal this to you. Because clearly, I can't reveal it to you. It's God in heaven that reveals this to you. Get on your knees and pray and ask for a revelation from God to show you in the scriptures the truth. Alrighty. Well, so there's the foundation of faith. All right. So faith is what the scripture says. So we're going to reject a lot of there. Now, there are plenty of churches that and church culture that say, oh, yeah, Jesus Christ is the foundation of my faith. But there are several out there where they say, oh, Peter's the foundation. And I'm like, no, scripture is too clear on this. I mean, when you start getting into scripture and you start reading it, I'm going to say no. And because this is such a core issue, if you're going to a church where they're insisting that this is, pray for your leadership, for their eyes to be opened, or leave. Because there's nothing more key than the foundation of what they're building on. And if they're building on shifting sand, it's going to sink. But if they're building on the rock, and the rock being Jesus Christ, it's going to be firm, it's going to be strong. Bottom line. All right. That is today. That is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about faith again tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but next week. episode three, part two, part B, whatever. So that's been Unchurched and Foundations of Faith. All right. See you next time. Oh, if you have any questions, if you want to talk to me, if you want to complain, if you want to rant, you are more than welcome to. Just unchurched. The email is unchurched@unchurched.net. All right. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for listening. See you next time.